Mitch, the floor is yours.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord? I want to know how many people in here are blessed. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's better. We got to talk about it. We got to shout about it. We got to glorify God about it. Right?
Amen.
There we go.
Praise the Lord.
What?
Praise the Lord. There we go. All right, I want to do something I've been forgetting to do, is advertise this upcoming Man Up Conference. It's going to be March the 21st. It's going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Turning Point Church in Scottsburg. Bob Russell is going to be there to be the speaker, or at least one of the speakers, if not the only speaker. So it ought to be good. Registration is $10 per person, and the event includes breakfast and lunch. So it's advertised also on our Facebook page, Lexington Christian Church on Facebook. And there's several of these back there on the table. So if you'd like to find more about it, or if you think you might like to go, take that as a reminder. And we had a Man Up conference out here in the country last year, the four churches here in the community, and it was awesome. So this one is including us and other churches in Scott County. So it ought to be excellent. All right. How many of you know that we support missionaries? All right. Well, good. At least you're up on that. How many of you know we have a bulletin board back here in the foyer as you come into church? Yeah, we do. We have. It's right there behind that little table. And there are newsletters, such as the one I'm going to share with you this morning, from our missionaries to Taiwan, the Sanfords. They send one out every month. As I get it, I print it out, and I post it back there. So if you'd like to keep up with them, the information is available there. And it was suggested that this year I should take some time to recognize our missionaries. So last week we had a speaker from Indonesia. He's not part of necessarily Herman's mission trip, and yet they're connected. And so we got to hear an incredible testimony from Dominguez. Thank you. Dominguez Kinjam. And he's on his way to New York tomorrow. For those of you who were here and remember when Renee Sahir came and shared, also from Indonesia, but he's the one that played the guitar that had 20 strings. Yeah. So try to get him back here again. That was exciting. All right, so I want to share this information from Taiwan. It says, God has been teaching our family just this: take everything to Him in prayer. As many of you probably already know, Sam got her report back and it was not cancer. Now, what he's talking about is she had had a problem with her stomach, was swelling, she was having problems, and they thought that it could be leukemia. And they were doing tests to find out. So, praise the Lord, he answered the prayers. It was not cancer. So, and that's what he says, praise God. She has not been able to sleep this past month, and even now she still worries that she will not be able to see her children grow old. Instead of being stuck in a perpetual state of anxiety, pray. Gee, seems like the Bible has something to say about this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 3. The last 2 months have been very discouraging as far as ministry is concerned. Every time I, that is Chris, go to meet someone or finally get a Bible study established, the doors continue to close. So after much prayer and seeking counsel, we have decided to move to a bigger city with more opportunities to proclaim the everlasting gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, where they are, they've already established a couple of small churches. And so that what they have reached already is beginning to dry up now. And we know from the Bible that that happened to the Apostle Paul and Peter, and that it was time for them to move on. The Lord moved them from one place to another where there were people who were willing and ready to receive the gospel. I have made several survey trips to this area and have not announced it because we wanted to make sure it was really God's will and not our own. Through it all, the Lord continued to confirm this through peace concerning the decision and also through his body, the council of our brothers and sisters in Christ. So after months of praying and seeking the will of God, we have signed a contract to live in, I think it's Taichung, a city of more than 2 million people. We were having difficulty finding a place to rent until we checked out the last one. It is literally 3 minutes from Sam's mom's house. There are 4 colleges in this area, and the area is teeming with young adults with children. Our God is awesome beyond words. The exact demographics we are seeking to reach in the exact area we felt as though he was leading us to. Brothers and sisters, I say all of this to say we as a church need to be living on our knees. Taking everything to him, there is no request too small and no obstacle too big that he cannot move to accomplish his purposes for his glory. The city that we will be moving to has simply better hospitals, bigger and better, being a bigger city. So Sam has scheduled her surgery for March 1st. She leaves Monday for test, and we will follow her Tuesday after the movers come. The body of Christ here has been absolutely amazing. John and Cheryl Dunn have watched our children because the main boss of the mover was attacked by a gang. They are not able to drive the big truck, so they will make 3 trips to move us. The Dunns will be there guiding them while we are in Taichung, beginning our new life and ministry, and especially praying and preparing for Sam's surgery. Please pray that the Lord himself would go before us and prepare the hearts of the people in Zaitun District to be open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you, and keep praying. And here's a note from the president. That's the president of the organization that they are tied to, which is Team Expansion. It says, setting a pace for the unreached. This past weekend was incredible. A church in Kansas had recently selected an unreached people group, which they have put as UPG, in Africa as a special focal point for their global outreach, which is called a PACE, P-A-C-E project, and I don't know what that P-A-C-E stands for. In partnership with our organization, they are raising up workers to share help, hope, and the good news of Jesus among those these new Muslim friends. Throughout the weekend, while celebrating their existing mission partners, they shared bold goals for the future and signed a partnership agreement with us in their services and over the web via high-definition TV, using pseudonyms, of course. Can't use your names because the Muslims will possibly kill you where they are. So you have to be clever. Please pray that God will replicate this exciting weekend again and again in cities all across the Christian world for the 6,900 remaining unreached people groups. May God use this tool, PACE, along with many others, to finish the task of the Great Commission. Now, Sam and Chris have 4 volunteers that are coming to work with them. So there is a little bit here. It says to ask for prayer for them. summer interns. Please pray for these interns, and they will that they will be coming for the summer. Christian Davis, Kalani West, Lizzie Dangler. And let's see, I think there's another one, but I'm not sure. Also, he's included with the email that he sent this, that Taiwan, right now there's a picture on there of them all wearing face masks, and says this is life in Asia currently, but Taiwan has done an excellent job of keeping the coronavirus under control and out of Taiwan. So, at least for the moment, they are safe. It's not spreading around where they are. So just keep them in prayer. You know, our missionaries are very important. What we do right here in this little church and in this little community is just as important as what they do. But what they do is they take the gospel into places where the gospel normally would not be heard. Chris had to learn the language. He married Samantha, who is from there, so she already knew the language, and she kind of helped him to learn the language. But he had to learn it's a Chinese-based language, and apparently it's considerably different from our language. I remember when they were here one time working with the kids for VBS, they told them, for example, one sentence is, ma, 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 ma. It's all about how you accent the same word. And if you don't accent it correctly, it means something else. So, missionaries have a tough job. They're devoted, dedicated, willing to die for the gospel. And they're smart. They have to learn new languages, new customs, new ways of approaching people. The way we approach somebody here in America won't work in a lot of places. You could get killed. but at minimum, you're rejected right off the bat because they don't consider that to be appropriate. So keep all of our missionaries around the world in your prayers because we need them. They need our support. And if you can support them financially, there's many ways to do that. But if you get on the internet and do a search, you'll find ways. And if anybody wants to contribute directly to any of our missionaries, just let me know and I can give you the information of how you can do that. That wraps up that part of this morning with our update on our missionaries. Now, we come to this place where we want to recognize the ladies auxiliary, those who participated and done a wonderful job of helping some of the local youth and helping to make the community a better place altogether. I mean, think about when people think about moving somewhere and they find out that there are people there that are so loving that they're willing to take up collections and help to meet the youth's needs through the school system and through other ways. That's attractive, folks. That's attractive to people to know that there are people who care. We want the church to also reach out and meet needs, and we have different ways we do that too, but when the community outside of the church even begins to do these things, it's really attractive, and it's amazing. It's God at work, folks. He doesn't have to just use the church. He can use anybody, anywhere. And so we are grateful for what you have done. For those ladies who couldn't be with us this morning, we still have a little gift and a certificate for all of you, and I'm going to present them to those who are here. And the rest of them can be presented later. Mike and Polly can take those and distribute them. If someone is not here, but a family member is here, you can receive it for them if you want to do that. And we really, though, want you to know we really appreciate what you've done. Amen. It means a lot. Let's give them a hand, folks. when you can, help children especially, and I know that's not all that you did, but when you can help these kids and it makes their learning experience a lot easier because they don't have that burden hanging over their head of feeling left out. And so we really appreciate that. So I'm going to call your name. If you're here, I would like for you to come up here and let me present you with this. If anybody wants to take pictures, you can. Yes, Mike?
I'd like to say something.
Okay, go right ahead.
I'm so thankful for the ladies auxiliary with the fire department. They not only do things for the fire department, but if we're out on a fire at midnight or something, these ladies will get up during the night and bring coffee or hot chocolate or snacks or whatever out to us. And I mean, that's really appreciated. Wherever we're at, you'll see these ladies there also. It's not only ladies. We have gentlemen also in the auxiliary that didn't want to be with a fire to do fight fires and stuff, but they wanted to help the ladies auxiliary. And we appreciate that too. There's several gentlemen that's with the ladies auxiliary.
Okay.
And these ladies not only, they even help us, bailed us out a lot on our yard sales, our fundraisers. They're always there to help. And I'd like to say one thing about Amanda, or Amber. done got her names mixed up. When she seen a need for these kids at Lexington Elementary School that didn't have lunch money in their accounts and couldn't eat, she took it upon herself and with the ladies and had a fundraiser to raise money to help these kids and put money in their lunch account. And we even took them shopping at Walmart for Christmas. That these kids wasn't going to have no Christmas, but they seen that they did have Christmas. I mean, these they do a lot for the fire department, and I can't say enough about them. I really thank them, and I appreciate everything that they do for the fire department.
Amen. Now, I would also like to add that if any of the ladies that couldn't be here, or if any of you want to share this later, this will be recorded on our website. You can go to lexingtonchristianchurch.com, or if you have an iPhone or even on any phone, you can go to iTunes to their podcast. Thank you. And find Lexington Christian Church, and you can listen to it there. So we do have ways for that, for them to be able to hear. I want to read from the first one, because they're all exactly the same except for the names. Certificate of appreciation. This certifies that, in this case, Tammy Miller is being recognized for actions above and beyond the call of duty. For that display of affection for our youth and our community, it should say. I forgot. We thank you. And it's from Lexington Christian Church. It's got dated February 16 when I filled these out, and it's signed by the minister of the church. So is someone receiving for Tammy? Polly, you want to do this? Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Tell Tammy we really appreciate her service.
Okay.
Got to be careful with the hugs and knock my mic off. All right. Is Missy Curry or someone here? These are wooden pens, and they have your names engraved in them, so no one can take it. Thank you for your service. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I'm sorry for you guys. I did not get your names, so I don't have a presentation for you. I was just told the ladies. We will. Yeah, yeah. Well, we do have a meal also. Ashley Bolter. Oh, it's supposed to be Butler. I got Bolter. Yeah, and I just followed what it said. So, is Ashley here? No? Okay. Then Mike and Paula, you can deliver that. Well, it's on the pin that way too, I think. So, I can't fix that. Angela Henchman. Not here either. Okay. Does anybody know a person named Polly Higgins?
No, she's not here. I get two hugs.
Yeah, don't knock my mic off this time. Thank you, Polly. We appreciate you.
All right.
I have a question for you guys at the fire department. Is she the boss there too, like she is here?
Yes.
How about Kathy Lewis? Not here. Okay, this presentation time's getting shorter all the time and closer to eating, folks. How about Amber Ballard? Uh-huh. Thank you, Amber. God bless you. We appreciate your efforts. Thank you. Oh, picture. Sorry, I keep forgetting. And the last one is Amanda Bowling.
She's at the ER with Sophie. Sophie got her finger cut this morning, so she's
getting sick. Okay, well, we'll pray everything turns out okay. And that is all of the names that I had, so Mike and Polly, if you want to take these. Mike, if you want to come up and get them. And Polly can then continue to do what she's doing. And then you guys can take these and distribute them to the other ladies for us. And we will appreciate it. And we appreciate what all of our fire department does. You know, it's important to have good fire department, but no matter what you do, when you have people whose hearts reach out to others, that's really what it's all about, folks. That's showing the love of God to others, and that's what we're all here to do. So, Bob, I'll let you close this out, and everybody get your appetites warmed up, because there's a lot of food back there. Come on up, Bob.